Gang, once more we welcome you to Copperplate Time. I was just thinking how to start it, and thinking that after 426 shows, it's hard to come up with something original, but maybe something like, "Come into my corner," said the spider to the fly. 90 minutes ahead of us to fill up with mighty fine music, especially chosen with you in mind, and let's get on the way. Thought we'd start with a good blast from our country, a great big Cayley band. This is the Bridge Cayley Band. That for a good lively start. That should get the sleep out of your eyes and the wax out of your ears. That gets to listen to some mighty fine music indeed. The Bridge Cayley Band there with my dear friend Jamesy Kinsler leading on the accordion there. He must have been about 15 when I recorded that. Three lovely reels. Lord McDonald's and two of Finbar Dwyer's, the Hill of Hollybush and Finbar Dwyer's to follow. Well, good to be with you, gang, and I hope you've matured since last time we were together. And as I say, things are getting better, aren't they, weather-wise? You're certainly here, anyway. And looking forward to spring. All booked up for the Willie Clancy week. Can't wait. Just egging the days on. Okie doke. Gonna turn to some more music now. Jackie Daly and Kevin Burke, that great album. Sadly, they only made one, Eavesdropper. And it's an absolute classic. From it, two great reels as well, The Steeplechase and The Graff's Bay. Sweet as a Knot, eh? Jackie Daly and Kevin Burke there from Eavesdropper, with Kevin, Paul Brady on piano there, the Steeplechase and the Graff Spey. Great to hear that again. Going to turn to another great duet as well, too, in one of my favourite albums that we do on Copperplate, John Wynne and John McAvoy's album, The Pride of the West. Two tunes I love very, very much as well, On Sushin Bawn and The Humours of Castle Barnard. John Wynne on flute there and John McAvoy on the fiddles from their great album, The Pride of the West, indeed. It's time for our first vocal of the day. Delighted to say from a brand new CD I was delighted to receive from those good people at Redbox, Gabriel McCardle, the Fermanagh Blackbird. A great, great guy who's always seen where the music's going and where the music's good. And a fine singer and concertina player too. And good crack as well. This is at the great age of 74. He's making his first solo CD, which is great, produced by Donal O'Connor, which is going to fit in nicely with the following track as well, because that's by his father, Jerry O'Connor, the great fiddle player from Dundalk way, indeed. So let's have a listen to this. A beautiful air from the local area for up around there, the Oriel part, they call it, that part of Ireland. It's called Bessie, the Beauty of Rossignor Hill, sung here by Gabriel McCardle.
By the sweet river Nanny, in the bright summer season, when the weather is fine and the meadows in bloom. The small birds sing quietly and everything pleasant, which coax me for to wander away from my loom. I carelessly strayed by a lonely plantation for to view a fair one. Sometime I stood still. She equals bright Flora in her lofty station, and she's Bessie the beauty from Rossnure Hill. With most admiration I did gaze upon Bessie. Her eyes were as bright as the dew on the Rhine. Queen Ellen was never so handsome or pretty as she when she wandered down by the woodside. So I eagerly longed to get in conversation with that matchless fair one that had me in thrill. And I courteously bowed with great humiliation, and I spoke to Miss Bessie from Rossnure Hill. Oh, darling, then really, please pardon my folly for daring to speak to a goddess, you know, and pity a slave that's in deep melancholy and is struck down by Cupid. I'll tell you such woe. Your glancing appearance has my heart attracted. You may kill or cure me, but I'm here at your will. This killing affection has me most distracted, says Bessie, my beauty from Rossnure Hill. Oh, she said then, young man, you must stop your intrusion on some other fair one, perhaps you may strain. And I here desire that you make a conclusion, for I will not be flattered, I'll tell you quite plain. Till I see my parents, I can give you no answer, though I wish evermore my commands they'll fulfill. And to proceed further is only romancing, said Bessie, the beauty from Rossnure Hill. Well, I said then, fair maiden, I am no deceiver, and the words I express, they are the thoughts of my mind. And for to be candid, I am only a weaver, though in future life I'll be constant and kind. I seek your affection, I care not for money. The glittering trench now, it does not coax a will. My heart's near your bosom, accept it, my honey. My Bessie, my beauty from Rossnure Hill. Well, she said then, young man, you do speak with sound reason, and I cannot slight you at all for being poor. And I'm happy since poverty, it is not high treason, for wealth unto anyone is never secure. Till I see my parents, I can give you no answer, though I wish evermore my commands they'll fulfill. And to proceed further is only romancing, said Bessie the Beauty from Rossmuir Hill. Well, I bid her goodbye, and I parted from Bessie. I watched her Crossbow Mountain, an enchanted place, and the most hardened tyrant I'm sure would be pitied if he was aware of my heart-wrenching kiss. So now I'll go home and apply to my shuttle. I'll use my exertions, my heart and my skill, and on to blind Cupid I mean to do battle, for he wounded me sore on Rossmuir Hill.
Two beautiful songs, versions of that beautiful song, Beautiful Bessie of Rossmuir Hill, so sung by Gabriel McArdle, and then played to perfection by the great Jerry O'Connor from Dundalk, from his album Journeyman. Absolutely gorgeous. I've always loved that air, and that's the first time I've heard it sung, so that was great to hear that from Gabriel's CD called The Fermanagh Blackbird. Okay, we're going to have a birthday boy now. Paul Brock is a birthday on the 24th, and just gone, but shame. Belated greetings to you, Paul. Hope things are good with you, and a long time no see. But anyway, let's go into your days with the great band, The Moving Cloud. This is your solo. A bit of a melodeon piece that you call the Chinese Polka, followed by William Durrett's Polka, and then the Baize de la. Happy birthday, Paul. Mighty outfit they were there, the Moving Cloud, led by Paul Brock, there on Melodeon in that particular set. Indeed, love that band so much. They were so good. They were too good, in fact. They were one of those bands you think this is too good to last every time you saw them. Well, I did anyway. Great, great guys. Moving on to a bit of flute excellence now from the master Matt Malloy. Indeed, spent an hour and a half yesterday watching an interview with Matt and Paul McGrattan and Matt's son Peter. It's on the Irish Traditional Musicians Archives website. It's called Drawing from the Well, and they interview several of the the high movers of Irish traditional music, and the one with Matt was particularly exciting and interesting, and I just was just glued for it for an hour and a half. The whole day just stopped. And what a lovely guy he is too. I'm lucky enough to have met him several times, and everyone was a delight. From his most recent solo album called Back to the Island, a wonderful set of jigs here. The Spider's Web. Ah, said the spider to the fly. The Boys of the Town and The Leg of the Duck, as I say, from the mighty Matty Malloy. It, the mighty Matt Malloy there, and the great Artie McGlynn on guitar as well, backing him up on those three wonderful jigs, as I say, from his most recent album, Back to the Island. Indeed, great, great stuff. Going to take a song from the ladies, as someone used to say, and that someone was my co-presenter on Spider Radio many years ago, Miss Gail Stockburn, now back home in Canada. Thinking of it, my darling, you got a birthday coming up next week, and this goes out to you and my dear friend Terry Madden down there in Western Australia, in Albany, in fact, indeed. Thank you very much, Terry, for your monthly donation. Much appreciated. And I thought this might tickle your fancy, indeed. This is the wonderful singing voice of Dolores Kane.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl. Now in success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away.
Dolores Cain there, and Far Away in Australia, like my dear friend Terry Madden, all the way down there in Albany. Going to play a piece now by Cara McElhone from her album Amagin Fire. Tongue's not working good today, but no matter indeed. It's a lovely thing. Planksty, Alice and Will, towards the celebration of love in lockdown. Alice and Will were to get married, and the lockdown happened and they couldn't, and so they got married in a registry office with only no one there. And Kira says, this is a celebration of that love and their union. A love song without words. Thinking of Alice and Will as we listen to Planksty and Alice and Will from Cara McElhone's beautiful album, Amagin Fire.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece of music there, composed and played to perfection by Kieran McElhone from her lovely album, Emmigan Fire. Indeed. Okie doke, I suppose by now I've expressed my great and admiration for the mighty Seamus Ennis. I was lucky enough to spend some time in his company, and it was always a treat. And later on I got to know his son, Chris, here in London, and we're good buddies. And this just come together when I was preparing this show. I thought it'd be nice to do something, because I found this beautiful poem by Dermot Bulger, which I'm going to read after we've heard from the mighty man himself. Total genius, totally misunderstood and ignored in his own country. He should have been given a knighthood if we had one over there. A little tribute to Seamus Ennis.
You know, there's an awful lot to be said about this Irish traditional folk music and folklore. Because, first of all, you have to learn it. And first you must learn the talk, and then you must learn the grip. And after that, you must learn the truckly how. And then you have the whole lot, only just to keep on practicing it. Because Seamus Ennis knows far more about this than even the old folk lordy themselves, because Seamus Ennis once met a little leprechauny truckly how at the bottom of the garden doth and up the garden path, which came up from that in the Limeretti Hillhockers, before the Earthian Trove, before the leprechaun area, and long before the Argy Forry. And that was in the Dee Pond Doom, before the Emerald Isle was ever dropped in the water.
Seamus Ennis, Idrumcondra, a poem by Dermot Bulger. I see him leave that flat we shared and walk down Home Farm Road. Black coat buttoned against the wind, a countryman's hat pulled down, and in his hand a battered case containing a set of Illan pipes, found in fragments by his father in a sack in a London pawn shop, a jigsaw nobody could piece together 100 years after they were crafted by Coyne of Thomas Street in Dublin. He carries his case like a secret dossier that no one passerby could decode. As he boards the bus into the city, unnoticed among the evening's hordes, times are hard and in our flat threadbare. He survives on tins of steak and kidney pie, on meals that he cooks at odd hours, and when he tells yarns and truly comes alive, there is the rent to pay and a meter to be fed. Afternoon visits to the local laundrette, and with nights of wind rattling the rotten windows when he spreads his coat over his bed. This is the price of making music, of living the life for which he was born. He is on his way that night to perform for a little pay to a meagre audience in a back room of a Dublin pub, with the television blaring in the lounge, ignoring the jarring cash register. 3 dozen people sit transfixed by a set of reels learned from his father, interlaced with grace notes and tricks picked up from pipers who are ghosts, who died recorded only by himself, who never learned music, wrote nothing down, but carried the tunes in their minds, knowing that with their own deaths, dozens of nameless reels would die, and Ennis plays with the due respect for the dead in his one good suit and white shirt and tie. Poem by Dermot Bulger.
Oh, the Easter snow, it is fading away. It was so rare and so beautiful, now it's melted back into the clay. Those days will be remembered beyond doubt in the null, listening to the master's notes as gently they did fall. Oh, the music as Shemasi did play. But the thaw crept over the mantle white and turned it back to clay. Oh, the Easter snow, it has faded away. It was so rare and beautiful, but it's melted back into the clay. He gazed at the embers in reflection. He called up lost verses again. He smiled at a roguish recollection while his fingers gripped the glass to stem the pain. Knocked on, his door would always open with a welcome. He'd bid the time of day, though we came when the last flakes were melted. While it lay upon the ground, we stayed away. Oh, the Easter snow, it has faded away. It was so rare and so beautiful, now it's melted back into the clay.
master himself. Little tribute there to Seamus Innes. I'll never forget, many, many years ago, too long to remember, Paddy Taylor phoned me up and said that Seamus Innes was playing down near him. Come and see. And I said, of course, I drove down, and there was a photographer there at the end of the night, and he wanted to take a photograph of me with Seamus on one side and Paddy on the other, and I refused. I was just so much in awe of those guys, and loved them so dearly. I've regretted it since, ever since. I'll carry that to my grave. Anyway, we first heard the great Seamus and his great sense of humour with You Got to Learn the Grip, and that comes from the Green Linnet 20th anniversary compilation, which I helped compile, and I think it was my vote to got that included and started the double CD off. So play that for all my friends for who I used to work with in Green Linnet all those years ago, long before the Argy Foray, and long before the Deep Ondoon, and long before the Ireland was dropped into the water. Then followed it up with Christy Moore in his song Easter Snows, belaying the sad details that Seamus since his dying days living in a caravan in the Knoll out in the north of Dublin when he should have been fated. So sad. And then finished up with the master himself, two lovely single jigs that I love very much, Ask My Father, as he used to say, and Pat Ward's jig. I know he used to love playing them too. Pat Ward was a big friend of his dad and family friend indeed. God knows there'll never be another one like Seamus Innes, I can tell you. We should have appreciated him while he was here. Okie doke, just to remind you, where else would you get it? It's a copper plate 427, this is, and it's me, Alan O'Leary. Delighted to be presenting this music to you. Hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you enjoyed my reading the poem. I hope it wasn't too fluffy. Funny enough, I just finished reading a book by Dermot Bulger. He's a great writer, and I think it was called Dad's My Father's Music or something. There was a lot of music involved in this, and he obviously knows his clefs from his quavers, and a great, great writer is one of Ireland's current great writers, Dermot Bulger. Thanks very much, Dermot, to you indeed. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to take a couple of hornpipes now from the great CD from Brian Conway, that amazing fiddle player from New York State. This comes from his album Consider the Source, which is one of the gems in Copperplate Mail Orders, Roster, The Tailor's Twist, Galway Bay, and O'Kelly's Fancy. Thank you. Some fabulous fiddle playing there from Brian Conway from his album Consider the Source. Aided and abetted on that by Billy McComisby and Johnny Madden and Brian Dolan as well. Three lovely, lovely hornpipes played to perfection indeed. As I say, from Consider the Source. Recent CD sent to me, thank you very much, Raylock Records, Dermot Mercer, and Shulnishli, indeed. Fine accordion and melodeon player, very into Finn Bardwire. Have a listen to yourself. Three reels, the Dew Castle, and then the Bear Haven, that's one of Finbar's, and then Paddy Kelly's great reel, as I say, from Dermot O'Mercer.
Thank you.
Joe Mercer, and great filling up with, ending up with Paddy Kelly's great reel, which I love very, very much indeed. The great East Galway music. You can't beat it, as the man said. Well, and don't forget, you can access, there's a full playlist of what I play on this particular show on copperplatemailorder.com's website, with links to the tune, to the CDs that are available to you from Copperplate Mail Order, indeed. And as I say, you'll find out how, if I mess up. Anyway, we're going up north of the border now to Scotland for a dear pal who has, well, several pals who have birthdays coming up. The great George Duff, from his album The Collier Laddie. George is a great pal at the Willie Clancy Week. He's always in the central bar, gives us several tunes and accompanies us, everybody, during the night. And dear, hope he's become a dear pal. Also like to include John Barrow up there in Edinburgh as well, a dear pal and a great agent for many of our artists. Also Olaf Cohen, great supporter of copperplatemailorder.com. How are you, Olaf? Been a while. And of course, over to Glasgow for the mighty Mickey McHugh. Had a birthday yesterday, I think it was. And that must have been some party, because he's some fella indeed himself. From George Duff's lovely CD, The Collier Laddie, he gives us this beautiful favourite we love in Middletown as well, The Rigs of Rye.
T'was in the month, oh sweet July, afore the sun had pierced the sky. T'was in a tween, t'or eggs o'er rye, I heard sweet lovers talking. The lad said, lassie, I must away, I hate a lad, but I've a word or two to say. Love, ye the time to tarry. Your father, oh ye, he takes great care. Your mother ties up your gown and hair. Your sister says that you'll get me share if you gang with me, love, a stranger. Let my father fret and my mother frown, my sister's words I do disown. Stranger, oh lassie, lassie, your fortune's small, perhaps it will be nain at all. Oh, you're no a match for me of all. Go lay your love on some other. His courage began to fail. Her lips grew wan and her cheeks grew pale. The tears come trickling down like hail, or a heavy shower in summer. Oh, lad, he be try ye. his teen, his bonny lassie, wee him. And this couple they have married new, and they bear his yin and two, and they bide in the reichen winter through, and in them chores in summer. 'Twas in the month,
saucy ending there, didn't you think? That was Gatehouse, an outfit featuring John McAvoy and his wife Jacinta, John Wynne, and Rachel Garvey, indeed, who does the vocals. That's from their album Tosnua, and I see they're doing a gig on the 11th of March over there at the Solstice Arts Centre in Navan, not to be missed, indeed, Saturday the 13th of March. Gatehouse in concert, indeed. Going to take a tune now from the Goodman Trio, Mick O'Brien and Aoife O'Brien and Eamor Mayock, and this is a fine set of reels from the second, the more tunes from the Goodman manuscripts, the second CD of their tunes. And Johnny's Gone to France, The Highlander's Knee Buckle, and Lady O'Brien. Going to send these out to a great supporter of Copperplate, two of them, in fact, Roger Easery and his wife Shirley down there in Estover near Plymouth. Thanks for all your support. And here we go, the Goodman Trio. Music there from the Goodman Trio from their album More Tunes from the Goodman Manuscripts. Three great reels indeed. Okay, going to play the song from Rita Gallagher, song I like very, very much, Oh the Marriage. I thought I'd play it especially for Richard Hartnett, and thanks very much, Richard, for all your support. It's great, great stuff. Hope you enjoy this particular song. And hiya, Rita, you and up there in the Fae, and just great to hear you singing, and regards to all in the Fae.
Although that I've never been married, I hear it's a bothersome plight. I know men who venture to marry that scorn the name of a wife. For women are full of invention, contention and treachery too. Beware that you might get a bad one, for good ones, believe me, are few. And it's oh, the marriage, refrain it for any sake do, for you'll find it is no easy matter to marry in earnest and rue. These young girls between 13 and 14, they'll cock up their jaw for to court. You'll find them at all idle gatherings and every place of the sort. Before that they reach on to 20, it's many's a tumble they'll stand, and it might be damn near 20 more before that they would get a man. And it's oh, the marriage, refrain it for any sake do, for you'll find it is no easy matter to marry in earnest and rue. These owl blades between 30 and 40, sure they're between hope and despair. They might need a new paper bonnet or a crooked comb for their grey hair. White flannel would suit them far better to keep their owl grinders at ease, for they're scarcely three quarters married till the toothache is their whole disease. And it's oh, the marriage, refrain it for any sake do, for you'll find it is no easy matter to marry in earnest and rue. I was scarcely three quarters married when home to me, darling, I went. I said, my wee darling, wee dearie, how are we to make up the rent? She sits with her toes in the ashes, her hands up in under her chin. And if you should ask her what ails her, she'll rift up and say it's the wind. And it's oh, the marriage, refrain it for any sake do, for you'll find it is no easy matter to marry in earnest and rue.
There you go, lads. Cautionary tale, if ever I heard one, from the wise words of Miss Rita Gallagher from her album The May Morning Dew. Indeed. Maybe we should have devoted that one to Roger and Shirley. Oh, stop it now. Stop it. Behave yourself. Okie doke, let's move on. Take a track from the Mulcahy's lovely CD, Reeling in Tradition. Mullingar Races, Cohen's Memories, and Jim Donahue's Plate of Affections by Mick, Michelle, and Louise Mulcahy. Thank you. Oh, well, it's that music again, and I've run out of grapes, so it must be time to get out of here. Thanks very much for your company for the last 90 minutes, folks. Hope you enjoyed the music, never mind my wobbling. But finishing up there with the Mulcahy's, a great set from Reeling in Tradition. Send that out to Robert Armit up there in Norfolk. Great fan of the Mulcahy's, indeed. Thanks very much, as I said. Always great to know you're out there, and thanks to you who've been in touch, and thanks to all of you who support us. Indeed, much appreciated indeed. Don't forget you can access this program anytime you like at our website at copperplatemailorder.com 24/7. It's available there for you, along with all our previous shows and our monthly podcast that we do to promote the CDs that we sell to you at copperplatemailorder.com. Don't forget there's over 200 titles of Irish traditional music on sale to you at that website, and we hope you'll support us and support the cause of Copperplate. And indeed, also on the website you'll find our donation button. We're very appreciative of any of you who can donate it to support and defray some of the costs of producing these CDs, these podcasts, which is getting a bit out of hand of recent times. Alright, thanks go out to Terry Madden, as I say, for his donation, and to dear Richard Hartnett as well. Much appreciated indeed. And thanks very much for your company. That's appreciated as well. I hope you can spread the word about Copperplate and the good music they can hear on here, and even buy if they want to. That would be a great help. Thanks to all of you who share us on Copperplate. And as I said, word of mouth is priceless. So until next time we meet, it's me, Alan O'Leary, thanking you very, very much for your company and your good support and the good vibes you send me. And I'll be up next with our monthly podcast very, very soon. Till then, wishing you happy and healthy. Slán go fóill!